Here Be Monsters, the podcast about folk.
Just a few mathematical issues.
The podcast about the unknown. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about time, especially moving through time, especially backwards in time, and what that means. I'm sitting out on my back porch, where you can hear probably in the background the leaves rustling in the trees, and it's actually just started to rain. But we're going to be talking about time. And there's this one model of time that is probably the standard model of time. It's the model of the river, right? And the river is where you move through it, start to finish, always flowing downstream. And then that was the way we thought about time for, well, a long time. And then this guy named Albert Einstein came along and introduced this other idea of time being a fabric that wraps through, around, and in everything we see, inseparable from space. And this fabric could be warped and wrapped and moved around through things like black holes and other large gravitational pulls. And then after Einstein, this idea of quantum time came along. Quantum mechanics and quantum time, where all rules are off. And time is just this really silly idea that is in many ways irrelevant, but it's irrelevant. For time is really all we have as humans. It seems like it's been something we've wanted to cheat, something we've wanted to find flaws in and ways to move through. And if you can master time, you can master the universe. And so it seems, at least. So a little while back on the internet, I started finding these references to a time travelers convention that's going to happen in Nepal in the upcoming year. It's going to be a conference for people interested in time travel and people who might be time travelers themselves. And so today the show's going to consist mostly of an interview that I recorded with a man named Andrew Nissenbaum, who used to be a hedge fund manager. He's the man behind the Time Travelers Convention. So one thing you might notice from time to time in the interview is that the audio cuts out just a little bit, which isn't too surprising, seeing how I recorded him via phone from Nepal. There's a couple dropouts here and there, but usually you can tell what he's trying to say. Well, I think his story is perhaps not unique, but certainly of interest for the reasons why we want to control time and what we would give up to control time, I think touch pretty deeply on the unknown.
Okay, sure. My name is Andrew Nissenbaum. I'm CEO of Disaster TV. I'm an American. Let's see, I used to be in finance. I was a trader. I studied at the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania for my undergraduate studies. I did my grad school at London School of Economics. I don't know if you've ever traded anything or bought and sold stocks or anything like that, but the amount of stress that one has in that environment is so great that it's hard to have a normal life. I mean, if you do some Google research about me, you'll read articles from the 90s when I used to be this Wall Street guy. And, you know, I mean, those days are pretty much finished. I've decided that I want to enjoy life more than just, you know, acquire large sums of money. They used to say, hey, I'm going to be the next George Soros. But certainly, you know, I've given up any sort of aspiration to be a giant hedge fund manager or anything like that. And I'd rather have a more, you know, natural, happy life. Back in the 90s, no one would have imagined that I'd be doing the Time Traveler Convention.
when we were talking last time, you had mentioned you had a daughter. Are you open to talking about that story at all, or is that?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's part of my history, so.
Yeah. And what was she like?
She was a beautiful, amazing, loving, happy daughter. Loved to paint, loved art, always smiling, always hugging. This was in Thailand, in Koh Samui, Thailand. I was trying to build up my brand from, and basically, initially we were looking to go to one of the capitals in Southeast Asia, such as Phnom Penh, Cambodia. And when we found out that the accommodations, you know, the quality of life wasn't going to be as good as expected, we wanted to go to a place a little bit easier and cleaner. And so we decided, just because my son had to go to school, you know, go someplace that we thought was very in Thailand, Koh Samui, Thailand, put him in school. And then, you know, his sister got sick and she died. You know, I mean, it was the worst thing that ever happened to me. You know, I mean, you know, we're still, you know, healing. You know, losing a child is just unimaginable.
Did it change you at all?
Yeah. I mean, it might take a few years to really figure out how it changed me, but certainly, I changed, you know, my work focus and more supernatural things such as time travel.
And do you attribute that all to your daughter?
Well, yes, and my living son. Given that I raised my child alone, I'm a single dad, and you know, I decided to, you know, change my career path. I had been doing that in the beginning. After I was able to acquire the domain name disaster.tv and reporter.tv, I decided to switch my focus and move into that world.
Can you tell me the first time that you thought of time travel?
I started taking it very seriously after the death of my daughter. I mean, certainly it wasn't until this year that, you know, I decided to make it, you know, a focus or even an obsession to try to find out, you know, if it's true. I think I'm one of the few people who will be able to figure out if it's real or not.
Have you ever thought about what time traveling might physically feel or look like or sound like?
The people who claim to be time travelers are, you know, it's often like they're the people who believe they've had like near-death experiences, that, you know, they see like lights and, you know, bright white lights, and, you know, they go from, you know, suddenly, you know, from one universe to another, and there are lots of colors, and, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, a very, you know, beautiful experience. I can only imagine if someone was able to experience that rush, that ability to go from one world to another world, or the same world in a different timeline. I mean, it must be absolutely amazing, and an experience that people will just not want to let go. Practically, it might be very physically demanding, and, you know, there could be a lot of issues that people, you know, don't really recognize. I mean, for one thing, you know, the Earth is moving. So let's say you have a time machine, meaning, you know, you could be, you know, in your living room, and, you know, you could wake up and you could be in the center of a stadium 2,000 years ago. You might just move like 1 mile. But because, you know, the Earth is constantly moving, I mean, the notion of like in Back to the Future and the movie Time Machine, where someone gets into his machine and they end up physically in the exact same place, and it looks all different. Well, you know, that has a lot of, you know, physics problems, and it is problematic. ¶¶ you know, the people that believe in it are some of the smartest people in the world. I mean, you know, these professors at MIT, these professors at Caltech, I mean, the people with Einstein type IQs are the ones that actually believe time travel could exist. I mean, there's just a few, you know, mathematical issues that some people disagree on. But the fact that there are theories and the fact that the scientists are focusing on these theories, you know, leads me to believe that this is real. We're just not there yet. Or we are there, but it's just, you know, we're at the point where the world's not ready to accept time travel.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that your interest in time travel stems more from an interest in physics or more from the emotional loss that you received when your daughter died?
Initially, the latter, but I think I've actually developed an intellectual fascination with time travel. So certainly, you know, it's a combination of both. But you know, I mean, at this point, certainly, I'm not optimistic that, you know, within my, you know, my lifespan, I'm going to be able to go back in a time machine and save my daughter, and then suddenly, you know, this 7-year-old, you know, will live in Nepal. But certainly, it definitely was the initial motivating factor. You know, and of course, if I ever could do it, and you know, get a time machine, go back to, you know, 2008 or 2009. But you know, keep in mind, my daughter died of being sick, of an illness that still has not been discovered. So it's not like, you know, she got hit by a car. I could just, you know, go and physically remove her from point A to B. So you know, even if I was to go back and I was able to solve this puzzle, that doesn't guarantee that I could change, you know, that particular part of history.
Absolutely.
More importantly, the one thing that most of the highly educated scientists seem to believe, at least at this point, is that it's very viable to travel into the future. But this issue of traveling into the past is, you know, it's complicated for everyone. As many people believe the time travel convention is some sort of party or festival or something like that, and I have to point out that this is not a party. This is actually a convention for real time travelers, or, you know, a convention to try to, you know, help figure out if time travel exists. Yeah, I want people who have, a decent, bona fide probability of being a time traveler. And if they can prove to me they're a time traveler, or if I believe they're a time traveler, then I'll send it off to the experts, the quantum mechanic professors, the physicists, etc., and see if, hey, does this make any sense? Could this happen? You know, what are the problems here? And so if you know, if someone has, you know, some sort of either documented evidence, some sort of, you know, item that is unavailable, you know, in this universe, in this timeline, that, you know, might come from the future, you know, that would be the type of person who, you know, we would, you know, put through the scrutiny and try to bring out here. And, you know, if we believe they're time travelers, you know, I'll personally, you know, fund their trip to Nepal. And, you know, if they have a time machine, you know, bring it out here.
How many people have emailed you saying that they're a time traveler?
Over 1,000.
How many of them do you think are plausible?
It's so hard for me to determine. I mean, it's best just to say none, but I don't think I'm the one who would actually, you know, be able to determine if someone is a time traveler or not. I mean, this is where, you know, the theoretical physicists and the quantum mechanic professors, etc., will come into play. You know, if the physics are there and they believe the science is there, or that there's potential for the science to be there in the future, you know, that's when, you know, we have a probable time traveler.
Well, thanks so much, Andrew. This has been really enlightening for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jeff.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add? That's pretty much the end of my question.
No, I think that's good. I appreciate your call. You know, if you are time travelers out there, please contact me. As I said before, I can assure you that, you know, whatever you tell me will be with the absolute strictest confidentiality. And I'm certainly, you know, you're not going to be turned into the government to become a big research project. And, you know, I have this, you know, intellectual obsession in finding out if time travel exists. And if there's anyone out there who wants to work with me to help solve this puzzle, please find me as well. You just have to go to disaster.tv or disaster.tv on Facebook, send a message, and I'll respond.
Absolutely. Well, maybe I can find a way to get out to Nepal in about 6 months' time, you know?
For sure. You're definitely welcome. You can cover the event. Love to have you here, Jeff.
Awesome. Well, thanks again so much, Andrew. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Take care.
Take care, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Bye. Andrew Nissenbaum is the CEO of Disaster TV, and you can find more information about the Time Travelers Convention over on his website. Again, that's www.disaster.tv. It will take you to a Facebook page with all the info you need. And speaking of Facebook, be sure to check out Here Be Monsters over on facebook.com/HereBeMonstersRadio. You'll be able to find photos from the show and links to interesting articles and the occasional contest here and there. There's a contest up on the Facebook page right now to identify a bug that I found in my room just recently. There's still time to enter the contest. facebook.com/HereBeMonstersRadio. And if you use iTunes, Here Be Monsters is incredibly easy to download. Just go to the podcast directory of iTunes and search for Here Be Monsters. And if you like the show, by all means, we could really use the positive ratings and reviews. Music this week from Swamp Dog and The Black Spot. Thanks for listening.